Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only play songs I love. And occasionally throw in a reading or a story or something odd, which I call a wombat. And that's where I get my title from, Wombats and Music. And I don't have any wombats tonight, none planned anyway, although there is one song in Spanish that we might count as a wombat. But I'm going to start off with Sinead O'Connor. Sinead O'Connor is an Irish singer, and she's a character. She shaves her head. Beautiful voice. And this song is called The Rebel Song. I can find little about it, but I did find a YouTube video of it, and a more intense experience I have rarely had. Sinead O'Connor, when she starts to sing, goes into an almost trance-like state. So this is Sinead O'Connor singing The Rebel Song, which I hope you like. That was Sinead O'Connor singing The Rebel Song. Next up is a song called What's Up by the Four Non-Blondes from 1993. This was their only big hit. They're an American group out of San Francisco, and the song was very popular in Brazil and various countries in Europe. Never caught on that much in the U.S. Oddly enough, the expression What's Up never actually occurs in the song. However, I picked it up recently, and I like it. for reasons that I can't explain, which is often the case. So this is What's Up by the Four Non-Blondes.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis of times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on? And I say,
that was What's Up by the Four Non-Blondes. Next up is a change of pace. This is David Massengill. I just looked him up. He was born in Bristol, Tennessee. How about that? Local boy. A little older now. He is a virtuoso Appalachian dulcimer player and has performed with a number of other artists and teaches how to play the dulcimer and various things. This song is called Riders on an Orphan Train. It's a beautifully done piece. And the orphan train ran from 1853 to 1929, taking orphans mostly from crowded cities on the East Coast and the Midwest and off on the train to find homes for them. And during that period of time, it took over 200,000 children, orphans, off to find homes. When it first started in the 1850s, there were thought to be about 30,000 homeless children in New York City, and the orphan train was founded to find them homes. So this is a story about two brothers who went on the orphan train, and I find this a beautiful and haunting song.
Once I rode an orphan train, and my brother did the same. They split us up in misery. James was 5 and I was 3. He got taken by some bear, but for me they did not care. We were brave and did not cry when they made us say goodbye. That was the last I saw of him before some family took me in. But I swore I'd run away and find my brother James. I went back when I was grown to see how old the children's home, and I asked for to see my file of when I was an orphan child. It's sad they say there's been a flood far washed away in Missouri mud. Sometimes life is a stone wall. You either climb or else you fall. In every town, on every street, all the faces that I meet, and I wonder, could one be my brother James come back to me? Though I don't know where he's gone, I have searched my whole life long. Now I roam from town to town, but there's no orphan lost and found. Sometimes I dream a pleasant sight. My brother James and I unite, remembering our last goodbye. No longer brave, we start to cry. I hope he lives a life of ease, and all his days a soft warm breeze. May he sit upon a throne, may he never sleep. Once I rode an orphan train, and my brother did the same. They split us up in misery. James was 5 and I was 3.
was Riders on an Orphan Train by David Massengill. And I suppose there was a dulcimer in there. It sounded like a guitar to me, but it's probably in there. Next up is a song by Iris DeMent. I love Iris DeMent. I saw her live once. She has an utterly unique voice. Once you've heard Iris DeMent, if you pay attention, you'll recognize her voice anytime you hear her again. I've played other songs by her on the show, including this one. I particularly like her song Let the Mystery Be, which is a song about the fact that she doesn't worry too much about religion. She just wants to let the mystery be. She was born and raised in Paragould, Arkansas. She was her father's 14th child and her mother's 8th and last. Grew up in a small town. And the name of this song is Our Town. So this is Iris DeMent singing about her personal experience, I would think, of what it's like to grow up and how you feel about our town.
And you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Neon light, that's where I met my baby on one hot summer night. He was the tender and I ordered a beer. It's been 40 years and I'm still sitting here. But you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing could ever last. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound. Kiss. I've walked down Main Street in the cold morning mist. Over there is where I bought my first car. It turned over once, but then it never went far. And I could see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. I buried my mama and I buried my pa. They sleep up the street beside the pretty brick wall. I bring them flowers about every day, but I just gotta cry when I think what they'd say. If they could see how the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Now I sit on the porch and watch the lightning bugs fly, but I can't see too good. I got tears in my eyes. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I don't wanna go. I love you, my town, you'll always live in my soul. But I can see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. Well, go on, I gotta kiss you goodbye, but I'll hold to my life, because my heart's about to die. Go on now and say goodbye to my town, to my town. I can see the sun has gone down on my town, on my town. Good night.
Night. Our Town by Iris DeMent. And I kind of think of Abingdon that way sometimes. Well, next up is a song by Steve Miller Band from 1976. This was their second number one hit. It's called Rockin' Me. And Steve wrote it. He commented that he was on tour with Pink Floyd and he needed a big rock and roll number to close the show. And he kind of threw this together, didn't think much of it. But it turned out to be a very successful song. So this is Rockin' Me by the Steve Miller Band. Rockin' Me by the Steve Miller Band. Next is a song from 1949 by Vaughn Monroe, old leather voice. Vaughn Monroe was a very popular singer in the late 40s and had a number of big hits, and this was one of them. This is called Riders in the Sky. About 50 different people recorded this song over the years, and a number of them around that time, but this is the one that stood out and became the big hit. It's considered one of the top 100 Western songs of all time. You know, I often talk about country music. I don't even think of there being a genre of Western music, but there is, and this one clearly fits it. This is called Riders in the Sky, and it's a classic, one of the great songs of that era, and I can remember it as a small child or a young child thinking, wow, what a neat song.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. A ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet, 'cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear their cry. Yippee-i-o, yippee-i-o.
Ghost riders in the sky.
As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-i-yay, yippee-i-yay, yippee-i-yo,
ghost riders in the sky.
Ghost Riders in the Sky by Vaughn Monroe. Well, now something a little more modern. This is 1980. This is Simon and Garfunkel singing Bridge Over Troubled Waters. And Paul Simon is the stronger of the two musicians, and he and Art Garfunkel got into a number of tiffs and split up a few times. And Paul Simon had a more successful solo career, but Art Garfunkel did a few nice things too. Anyway, on this song, Paul Simon wanted Art Garfunkel to sing the lead, and Art refused at first, but eventually I think he did sing the lead. So this is Bridge Over Troubled Waters, which was a big, big hit worldwide. This became one of the top songs of my era.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your
Bridge Over Troubled Waters by Simon and Garfunkel, one of their all-time great recordings. Well, now we're going to do something a little more recent. This is from 2007. It's called Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. And I had not heard it till recently, but it is from 2007. And at that year, or 2008 actually, it was more popular, it became the number one song in 35 countries, including the U.S., only the second song in history to do that. The first was A Candle Blowing in the Wind by Elton John. So this is a big hit, Bleeding Love. And I'd never heard it before. It's one of those songs that grows on you. The first part of it is okay, but after a while, it starts to get to me. So let's see how you like it and how it affects you. Let's see if there's a part in the song where you start to like it more than others, or maybe not. So it's an interesting song, different.
Closed off from love, I didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy. But I don't care what they say, I'm in love with you. They try to pull
That was Leona Lewis singing Keep Bleeding. Just a little note about Leona Lewis. She's British. She's about 30. And she was actually a winner of a contest show they had there called The X Factor, and went on to record a successful album and then this song, which was very successful. And a comment about her ability. Lewis is known for her expansive 4-octave mezzo-soprano vocal range, power, technical control, and in particular her frequent use of the falsetto register. Remember earlier on the previous show, we paid a song with another singer who has a 4-octave range, and her name was, drum roll while I look it up, Cyndi Lauper. So 4-octave ranges are fairly rare. I think Elvis Presley had a 4-octave range. A number of fairly famous musicians have a range like that, but it's a very rare skill. Even to have a 2.5-octave range, which I may have, is a fairly good range, but nothing compared to these people. A 4-octave range, I mean, come on, that's not fair. Anyway, that was Leona Lewis singing Bleeding Love. Well, next comes a very, very different song, and I like it for reasons that are personal. It's personal because I'm learning to sing this song. It's my kind of song. I'd like to sing gentle, sweet songs, but really my voice and my style really is more of the belted out style. And my wife and I are going to a music camp next week, and I'm learning this song to sing there. It has a nice chorus, and the idea at the music camp is at night we stand around and sing, and if you can sing a song that has a good chorus, people learn the chorus on the fly and sing it with you, and I hope to do that. The group singing this is the Great Big Sea. They're a Canadian group. And I played a number of songs by them, and they do some interesting stuff. So this is River Driver by Great Big Sea.
Well, I was just the age of 16 when I first went on the drive. And after 6 months hard labor, at home I did arrive. I courted with a pretty girl, 'twas her caused me to roam. Now I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll build a lonesome castle upon some mountain high, where she can sit and view me as I go passing by. Where she can sit and view me as I go marching on. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. When I am old and feeble and in my sickness lie, just wrap me up in a blanket and lay me down to die. And get a little bluebird to sing for me alone. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready.
body gets sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home.
River Driver by Great Big Sea. Well, now we're going back to 1966 to the Mamas and the Papas. This song is called Monday, Monday. It was written by one of their members, John Phillips. And it was their only number one hit, oddly enough. The Mamas and the Papas were a very popular singing group and had a lot of songs in the top 10, but this is the only one that went to number one. So here comes Monday, Monday by the Mamas and the Papas.
Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped.
Monday, Monday by the Mamas and the Papas. Well, the next song is in Spanish, so I think it qualifies as a wombat. And I want to talk to you a little bit about it. About 8 years ago, I was invited by some friends in Avignon, a family, the woman's from Colombia, and her husband's an American. The two of them go down frequently to visit her family. She has a very large family down there, many brothers and sisters, many aunts and uncles. Both her parents had a lot of brothers and sisters. And they invited me to go along. And I was down there for 2 weeks over the Christmas and New Year's holiday and had a wonderful time. And one night, I think it was New Year's Eve, I heard this song being played. My Spanish is so-so. The Army says I'm fluent, which tells you a little bit about the Army, because I am not fluent. I could carry on some conversations, but I heard this song in Spanish and I just loved it. I couldn't understand the words, but I loved the song. So I tracked it down, and turned out it was a very smart thing I did, because it was a Colombian singer who was very popular. His name is Sylvester Dangond. And this is one of his hits. So I also saw a video of it, and wow, the crowd goes wild. Anyway, there are two things about the song I want you to notice. One is that the accordion player in Colombian music, pop music, a lot of times they have an accordion. Well, in the U.S., the accordion is not a frequently used instrument, but in Colombia, it's used a lot. And the guy playing the accordion is probably as famous or more famous than the lead singer. He's a big star. And you can hear why. The accordion is just wonderful in here. It's a counterpoint instrument. I think it'd say it kind of plays the role the banjo plays in our music. It's not just a rah-rah, boom-boom thing. So this, you can hear that. The story is that the young man is in love, and the woman is leaving him, and her indifference, la indiferencia, that's the name of the song, her indifference is driving him nuts. And he does say, if you have to leave, then I wish you well. Suerte, mucho suerte. I wish you luck. I wish you well. But what I really want is for you to stay. So this is La Indiferencia. And the reason I'm willing to play it for you, even though it's in Spanish, is I loved the song long before I could understand a word of it.
Quiero la indiferencia. Oye, que no cante esta canción aquí porque no quiero a Lucho Alonso. Ay, yo, a mí eso me da pena, está pegándome un trago delante de ustedes, pero es que ya está la hora del desorden. ¿Quién no me aplaude esto a mí aquí ahora, bro? No, que se lo tome usted también, usted es artista, más que yo. Oye, Chiqui, lo que te dice Mahana, cuidado con asesina. Siento un dolor en mi corazón, siento que se acaba de verdad todo lo que vivimos los dos. Algún día tenía que terminar todo lo que vivimos los dos. Todo en la historia se quedará, el orgullo que a mí me mató ahora pudo más que la verdad.
Vamos nosotros los hombres.
Sé que yo no era el mejor hombre del mundo, sé que me merezco que acabes con esto y punto. Pero ten presente todo lo que hemos pasado, y si es suficiente un rumor para acabarlo. Y si has decidido no volver conmigo, suerte, mucha suerte, suerte en tu camino. Pero lo que quiero yo sinceramente es volver contigo, volver para siempre. Esa indiferencia tuya es la que me domina, me hace perder la calma, me hace sentir cosquillas. Y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa y pensando en su pelo. Ay, 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 mi vida, ay, ay, ay. Ay, no debes confiar en la maldad. El tiempo de dar a la razón. Cuando te enteres de la verdad.
Me fascina esto.
Tus amigas piensan que tú y yo somos la pareja ideal. Te digo que con mentiras no. Te ruego no me hagas llorar. Que yo me consiga otra.
Ya me estoy cansando
de los teatros que me montas.
Ay, me iré de tu vida
si de mí sigues dudando.
Ay, cuando decidas
decidido no volver conmigo. Suerte, mucha suerte, suerte en mi camino. Pero lo que quiero yo, sinceramente, es volver contigo, volver para siempre. Esa indiferencia tuya es la que me domina, me hace perder la calma, me hace sentir coquilla. Y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa y pensando en su pelo. Ay, 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 mi vida, ay, ay, ay. Pero uno comprueba si la canción se sabe, el público la canta, ¿no? Veámonos con el corito. Sí, vamos, Lucho, tú estás. Yo no valgo un peso aquí, que vale, ya quieres tú en esta canción. Si no te canta la canción, es porque no te quiero, ¿oíste? Ah, esa indiferencia, la que me domina, y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa. El ayayay que sea más duro del corazón. Ayayay, 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 ayayay. Vamos duro. Ay, ay, ay. Otra vez, no lo he escuchado, Lucho. Ah. Y esa indiferencia tuya es la que me domina, me hace perder la calma, me hace sentir cosquilla. Y a pesar que terminamos, sigo pensando en ella, pensando en su sonrisa y pensando en su pelo. Ay, 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 ay.
Ay, ay, ay. ¡Bravo!
La Indiferencia by Silvestre Dangond and Juancho de la Esperilla. He's the guy on the accordion. If you watch the video, you'll see that he asked the audience to sing along. And the video I saw, it was a big audience, at least 5,000. It might have been 30 or 40,000. I don't know, a huge audience. And they were waving and singing and jumping up and down. They were so enthusiastic. It was like watching an Elvis Presley concert being recorded. Apparently, he's a big star there. Anyway, I enjoyed that. So, you've been listening to Wombats and Music. And this is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I absolutely love and occasionally throw in an oddball thing or tell you a story, which I call a wombat. And I want to encourage you to do this week what I ask you to do every week, and that is to join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.